Sit with a closed eyes, with head, neck, and trunk in one line. Make yourself comfortable, as comfortable as you can. Feel the comfort of sitting. If you can, try to keep your spinal column straight and also relaxed. Relax your forehead and your face completely. No wrinkles, no tension be held on your face. Just relax the face. Keep your mouth also gently closed so that you will breathe only through or from the nostrils. Gently relax your shoulders and your arms. Relax your chest, stomach, abdomen. Do relax the base of your spinal column. Keep the spine straight, erect. Relax your thighs, knees, calf muscles, ankles, and your feet. Relaxing means bringing your awareness to each spot as you move methodically from head to toes and toes to head. Withdraw the mind from all other times and places. Be aware of only the space that your body is occupying. And then you gently relax your toes. Relax your feet. Relax your ankles, calf muscles, knees, thighs. Relax your abdomen area, stomach. Relax your chest, shoulders, neck and throat. And you gently relax your face, nostrils, eyes, eyebrows, and relax your forehead. Remain relaxed, remain comfortable in your sitting posture, sitting position. And then you now bring your total awareness to your breathing. Breathe through the nostrils, in and out. Breathe in, inhale. And you breathe out, exhale with no pause. Not to hold your breath. Let it flow continuously without any pause in between. Let go of thoughts. Let go of concerns. Just enjoy in the presence of your being that you are breathing. You may use any mantra that you know while you are breathing in and out along with your breath. You may count your breath. Exhale, count one. Inhale, count two. Exhale, one. Inhale, two. One to two and two to one. Or any name of divine you know, or any mantra that you know, repeat, recite in the mind as though mantra is being flowing with the breath. as though you are breathing the mantra. When or if your mind wanders off, you bring it back to the breath, and you feel the touch of the breath into your nostrils as you breathe in, inhale, and without a pause, without stopping, you exhale after completing your inhalation. Exhale your mantra or the name that you are using. So inhale the name or mantra in, exhale the name or mantra as though you are breathing the mantram, any name of Mother Divine you choose, or Gayatri mantra, or you have the personal mantra, or Soham, or simply counting, whichever is natural, whichever is easier for you. No tension to be held in any parts of the body. Keep your forehead relaxed, your face relaxed. Relax your shoulders and your spine, the base of the spine. Let go of any thoughts, concerns, issues, or matters. Simply watch the breath in and out. Each breath is filled with the presence of your mantra that you are using. Each breath is filled with the presence of Mother Divine. Allow yourself to merge in the presence of your breath. Let your breath and your mantra or the name of divine, whichever you are using, let both of them merge into each other. Therefore, you are no longer breathing a breath. It is the mantram or the name of divine you are breathing. Without any pause, it is a smooth, continuous flow, flowing in and out, with no interruption of any kind. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Keep your forehead, face relaxed. Your base of the spine, try not to move. Be as still as possible, as relaxed as possible. Reaching, achieving, cultivating the stillness of the body, breath, and the mind. Breathe in, inhale deeply. Breathe out, exhale slowly. Maintain the awareness, maintain the breath. Then bring your hands in prayer position before your heart. Both hands in the prayer position, placing them before your heart. Symbolically, we are paying our homage with all the faith and the trust in our heart. Our homage to the long line of the gurus and all the nine forms of Mother Divine, especially to the second form as of the second day, known as Brahmacharini. We bow our head and we seek the guidance and the blessings from the Guru, from the Mother of the Universe, Mother Divine, Durga. Let's pray by invoking the presence of Guru, Guru Brahma. Om is starting three times. And then the prayers. Yesterday we did Asatoma and then Sarvamangal Mangali, so that we can memorize it, use it, keeping it in our mind at all times. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwarah, Gurur Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Sarva Mangal Mangale Shive Sarvartha Sadike Sharane Trayambake Gauri Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute. Asatoma Sadgamaya, lead me from untruth to the truth, to the path of Satya, truthfulness. Asato ma sadgamaya. Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya. Lead me from darkness to the light, jyoti, inner jyoti, atma jyoti. Mrityorma amritam gamaya. Lead me from mortality to immortality, to amaratva, to forever being in the presence of our own self. Namaste. Good evening. Happy Navratri once again to each and every one of you, those who have joined me. Please open your eyes and you can bring your hands down. Thank you. Namaste once again. Welcome. Today we are celebrating the form, or worshipping rather, both celebration of Brahmacharini. Brahmacharini means the one who gives us the capacity as well as the ability and blesses us to have control over our senses. The word Brahma means the Brahman, the absolute, the unmanifest reality known as Brahman, the one who manifests himself, herself, itself in many, many, many forms, millions of forms, the one who is unmanifest. Upanishads and the Vedas call him Brahman, Brahman. So that is called Brahma. Charani means walking in the presence of Brahman. Just like in Christianity, walking in the consciousness of Christ. So the consciousness of Brahman, Brahma, that's what the masculine number is, Brahmachari. Brahmani charatiti brahmachari, or Brahmani charatiti brahmacharini. Masculine, feminine. So one who is allowing us, giving us the capacity, ability, both, to walk in the consciousness of Brahman. What does that mean? That simply means a practice in which that we are on the path of walking in the presence or the consciousness of Brahman, having control over our senses. Control over our senses in this very moment, in these nine nights, is number one, that I want to take care of myself first, so that I am capable, I am able to help others, those who are around me. So I can help the people that I want to, or I can. So the first Brahmacharini means control over senses, means you are aware of yourself, so that you are well taking care of yourself, what is needed. Especially these days, I would like to address this issue. We are encouraged, stay home. Many people I read, I hear, they are bored. They do not know what to do. They have so much time. So here we have time, yet we used to complain that we don't have time. I can't meditate, I have so much to do. Yet now the nature, philosophically, yesterday we spoke, we are looking this entire scenario in the light of philosophy. Not so much intellectualizing it. Practicality is there. Practicality, what I said, is the karma that you need to perform, what needs to be done. That is the karma part known as practicality. Don't forget about it. But at the same time, remain in the philosophical aspect of the entire scenario. What is these Navratri means to me? And especially when I am told by even the government and by the requirements, stay home. I have ample time. Ample time. People are getting bored. Those who are in the path of yoga, many of you are there on the path of yoga and meditation. It's a great opportunity to practice yoga, practice silence, practice mantra. Look at yourself, what is needed, what you have not done. It's an opportunity. Read inspirational books. Do not read anything and everything. No. satsanga. Do satsanga with your own self. You have an opportunity to form a friendship to yourself. You have an opportunity to communicate with yourself. No disturbance, any kind, no rush. You don't have to go anywhere. So do satsanga, read some inspirational book that will uplift your mental state. Mental state, morale has to be up. Self-esteem has to be high at all times. Never put yourself down, even the situation is such. You are being capable, you are being able to deal with the situation or problems, if you want to use the word, and look for the solution or solve the problems or issue, yet remain with your self-esteem, with intact within yourself. That is what the Kriya Yoga is. Brahmacharini, control over your senses, means you are able to perform that which needed to walk in the consciousness of Brahman. That is what the form is telling us by invoking her into our heart, into our space. So that you are not fearful, so that you are not in doubts. You are filled with confidence. You are filled with hopes. You are filled with that presence which comes in the form of joy. You are joyful. You are happy. Even though the situation is such, but you are happy. Why you are happy? Because happiness is coming from within. You have a presence. Presence of your own being. Your own being is actually the presence of Ishwara that we speak in the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. There's a sutra in the first chapter of Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, Ishwara Pranidhanadva. Patanjali is saying the samadhi, the highest state of meditation, can be achieved, can be brought into your presence by Ishwara Pranidhanadva, means by the presence of your own being. Swami Veda used to teach this over and over, again and again, known as in the Vedas, Atma Tattvavalokanam. Atma, the self. Tattva means the element. Avalokana means looking at, being in the presence of your own being. So you are not lost. In the presence of your own being, that you are aware of every step that you are performing. That is what Atma Tattvavalokanam is. And when you have the Atma Tattvavalokanam, you will never be bored. You will think, I don't have time. I need more time. You will enjoy the ample time which we have philosophically, thanking blessings in disguise, thanking the Guru or Almighty or Durga, especially Brahmacharini today, that I have this opportunity. I must use it. I must bring her in capital H into my life so that I'm guided, I'm blessed, I'm protected by her. I recite what I want to explain today, that this entire Navaratri and the science of Navaratri is described in one particular textbook, which is very popularly known in India and all Hindus know, all of you know, known as Durga Saptashati, also popularly known as Chandi Path. Chandi is her one of the form, Patha recitation, or Durga Saptashati. Sapta means seven, Shata means 100. Seven, a textbook composed of or consists of 700 verses. That is what Durga Saptashati is. So one mantra of Durga Saptashati I'm going to recite for you, that this Durga, the primordial form of Mother Divine, and all the forms are derived from that Durga. Yesterday I said this body is Durga. We want to enter in so that we can dwell in the utmost chamber known as blissful chamber. To enter into that chamber and dwell, chamber of bliss. So this mantra says what Durga is doing, Shubham Dadasi. And here for you is from fourth chapter. Durge smrita harasibhi itimashesha janto swasthai smrita matimati vashubham dadasi daridya dukkh vayaharinika todanya sarvopakar karana yasada drichitta. Sadadrichitta, with all utmost compassion in the heart. Shubham Dadasi, one who is constantly giving Shubha, wellness, health, wealth, prosperity, bliss, body made of bliss, Anandamay Kosha, the chamber deep in the interior core of that chamber, Durga, is Anandamaya Kosha, chamber of bliss. So this path of meditation, the path of yoga, the path of following the Mother Divine sadhana is to reach to that where she is. Anandamaya Kosha, the chamber filled with bliss or made of bliss. So Durga Smrita Harashi Bhiti Mashesh Janto, she takes away all pain, misery, and sorrow. So that is why this sadhana, this practice of worshipping Mother Divine does. This Durga Saptashti textbook is very popular, very powerful, has 700 mantras. Each mantra is it's special, is powerful its own way. And out of 700 mantras, one is known as Mega Mantra, which is easy to remember, easy to recite, and being, that is why being very popular, which we recited and will recite again. And I would like you to recite all 9 days and then every day to invoke the Mangala, auspiciousness, wellness, happiness, joy, and bliss all around you. And this, that mantra is Sarva Mangal. It's from 11th chapter. So Durga Saptashati is a textbook that describes how to worship the consciousness, the Shakti in you. How to invoke that, in Tantra it is known as Kundalini Shakti. How to invoke that Durga. How to invoke Durga that has three form known as Mahakali, one who allows us to conquer the time factor. So you are no longer limited. Kali, Kala, gives the victory on Kala, Kali. Then comes Mahalakshmi, the goddess of wealth and prosperity, so that you are prospered in every direction. Thereby you have sukha, you have comfort, you are no longer having an agitated mind. You have no longer aggression. You are no longer sad. If you are with the even state of mind filled with bliss, joy. That is what Lakshmi means. And then comes Mahasaraswati, the goddess of Vidya, the knowledge and wisdom. So that what you have, you can use it in such a way by using your buddhi. Because you have the kripa of Saraswati, the goddess of Vidya, the knowledge and the wisdom. So you have a knowledge and then you have the wisdom, two things. Wisdom, how to use the knowledge. That's why wisdom and knowledge are two different things. A lot of people have knowledge, but very less have wisdom. How to use that knowledge in such a way that you are uplifting your consciousness, your awareness, your mental state, to reaching to that being Brahmacharini or Brahmachari, so that you always are walking in the consciousness of Brahman. That is called wisdom. So this, in these 9 nights, the Mother Divine, this 9 nights are divided into 3 parts. First 3 is known as Mahakali. Then the middle 3 days are known, or nights are dedicated to Mahalakshmi. And the last 3 nights, days are dedicated to Mahasaraswati. So it brings, there is a balance is brought so that Kali, time factor. You are conquered, so you are beyond time. Time means limitations. We think and we live in that limitation that I am limited. Whereas we have immense capacity and power, we are not limited. So first 3 days you deal with that thinking that I am limited. Then you prosper yourself, invoke the presence of Mahalakshmi, and then Saraswati, pray that may I use that knowledge to the right direction. May I be guided and directed to the right direction. And that ultimate right direction is that I will one day, someday realize that Brahman is within. And the Upanishad, Shweta Shrutar Upanishad says, if you become knower of Brahman, you yourself become Brahman. The sutra says in Upanishad, Brahmaiv Brahmavit Bhavati. Brahmaiv Brahmavit means the knower of Brahman becomes Brahma. Like in the Bible, Christ says, I am the way. Same thing in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, I am the way. Aham, I am. So that is what this sadhana is all about. In India, these Navaratris are celebrated in many, many forms. Some of them I would like to introduce to you if you want to observe those observations. And those observations are to recognizing that I am celebrating something. Number two, recognition of something that you want to invoke, you want to achieve. Recognition of something that you want to delete and remove from your personality. Recognition of something that you are bringing balance, and these are the tools and these are the opportunity that you are using. Number one, people keep fast. They will eat one meal. And especially these days when you can't go to the grocery stores, staying home, eat less. Opportunity, maybe observe fasting. One meal you give up, either dinner or lunch or whichever. Why? Fasting, the philosophy of fasting is not quitting food. If you simply think, oh, I will quit food, then you will think about food in your mind. That is not what it is. Simply means you are giving up the food so that you can keep your mind in tune with the awareness of Mother Divine or awareness of the Brahman rather than thinking of food. That is what fasting means. Tyag, tapasya, asceticism, doing some tapas. Tapas means heating up, bringing some discomfort, like not eating. So you will of course will be hungry. So that discomfort is being approached by a positive set of mind. So people do fasting. People also, what they do, they will quit something that is very favorite of theirs for 9 nights, for 9 days. Maybe something, a dish that you really enjoy, you don't eat for 9 days. Maybe a TV that you really watch, don't watch for 9 days. Something that you are slave, so to speak, something that you are you can't live by. So 9 nights you do that. Okay, this is what I will do. An observation to make a point, there's something that is being done. Thereby you will invoke, you will cultivate the awareness. You will find your awareness will magnify from there. So this is a path of sadhana. Sadhana. When I speak of sadhana, I explain that there are three aspects of sadhana, three steps. Hear me. Sadhana, a practice that will purify you, that will make you go in touch, form a relationship and friendship to your own self. Sadhana means a spiritual practice that uplifting your consciousness, your mind, purifying the body, breath, and the mind to see what lies deep in the interior chamber of known as chamber of bliss. That is what sadhana. But then you need tools to use sadhana. And the tools are known as sadhya, the means and the ways in which you will practice. such as Navaratri, 9 nights, 9 days. Ratri, there's a reason a lot of people might be thinking, why Ratri, why not day? Ratri means symbolizing or symbolically saying that I am in the darkness of ignorance. Ratri, I am in Ratri, there's a night in my life, means I am in the darkness of ignorance. Simply means I am living in avidya. So I want to move towards vidya. That's why Navaratri, Ratri, removing by applying the sadhana of 9 nights of Mother Divine to remove that darkness, remove that ignorance from our life. That ignorance, that avidya means that I am unaware of my true self. I am unaware of my true self, that I am Sat Chit Ananda. I am Sat, existence, Chit, consciousness, Ananda, bliss. That is my nature. That's why one of the name of Lord is Sat Chit Ananda or Sat Chit Ananda. That is our essential nature. Yesterday I recited this sutra from Yoga Sutra, that is Tada Drishtu Swarupi Avasthanam. Means when you actually feel and experience that I am Sat Chit Ananda, then you no longer will suffer from pain, misery and sorrow. Means your mind will no longer suffer. You may be in pain because of, as long as we live in the world, pain will come. These are part of the life. But you will not suffer from that pain. Suffering is under your control. Pain is not under our control. Like situation, this prakriti, this nature has brought upon us, it's not our under control. So it's a painful situation for every one of us. But how you are suffering from that pain, it's your choice. You may choose not to suffer, or you may choose to suffer immensely. Choice is yours. But when we have these tools that you have so much to use, you will never feel lonely. You never be bored at home. You have so much to do. Mantra japa. Just do japa. Recitation of this all day in your mind. Sarva mangala mangale shive saravartha sadike sharane trayambake gauri narayani namostute. And then at the same time, walking with this contemplation. Asato ma sadgamaya. Lead me from untruth to the truth. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya, lead me from the darkness to the light. Mrityorma amritam gamaya, lead me from mortality to immortality. Such a beautiful path of sadhana of Mother Divine, Devi sadhana, Devi. So you are bowing to that Devi again and again. Devi means the divine form of energy field within. So that's what that Brahmacharini is telling us. Having control over senses, don't go wild. I am bored. I need this. I need that. No. These 9 days, nights are time for doing some tapas. Purification, Swami Veda used to talk about it. Purification. Purification of emotions. The negative emotions that are when they come, they take you down. They kill your consciousness. You shut down the door of your divinity. Anxiety is there. Anger is there. Malice is there. Hatred is there. You know, greed is there. All these are emotions. Anger is there. And most are anger and agitation and being sad, which kill. Technically, killing your own Atman means it taking you away from yourself. So what meditation is doing? This sadhana, bringing yourself to yourself. Swami Rama's definition of meditation. Meditation is that which introduces you to yourself. Nothing from outside. It's already within. Within. So the path of sadhana, path of meditation is going within. So this Durga Saptashati, as 9 days, 9 nights are being celebrated, invoking the presence of Mahakali, then middle 3 days Mahalakshmi, and then Mahasaraswati. So this textbook, Durga Saptashati, has 3 chapters. Number one chapter is known dedicated to Mahakali. Then the second three episodes rather than chapter, because there are 13 chapters altogether. So 13 chapters are mysteriously divided into chapter 1 is the first episode. So chapter 2, 3, 4 are second episode. And then chapter from 5 to all the way to 13 is known as the third episode. So Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati, Swarupani, Triguna Atmakai, Bhagavati, Sri Durga Devi Namaha, we recite that, you know. I recite all entire Durga Sapsati by invoking the presence of all three at the same time simultaneously by reciting the mantra of the Durga, you know. One mantra for all of you, once wishing you wellness, wishing you good health, wishing you good mind, good mindedness. And this is a beautiful mantra. Her form here is Shri. Shri means that which gives you the ability and capacity to think you are totally accompanied by Shri, her presence, which is filled with joy, happiness, peace, everlasting bliss. That is what Shri means. That's why in Indian tradition, we do this writing, Shriman, Shrimati. Shriman, Shrimati means the one who is blessed by Shri. So this mantra again from the fourth chapter, Ya Shri Swayam Sukritinam Bhavaneshwa Lakshmi Papatmanam Kritadhyam Hridayeshu Buddhi Shraddha Satam Kula Jana Prabhavasya Lajja Tam Tvam Natasma Paripalaya Devi Vishwam. Vishwam means the entire universe is filled by her presence. One who is constantly directing, guiding the finest part of my mind, Buddhi. Buddhi. In India, there is a saying, when somebody is not behaving well, we say in Hindi, Tumhari Buddhi Bhrasht ho gai, ya Buddhi kharab ho gai. Nobody says mind kharab ho gaya, man kharab ho gaya, nahi, Buddhi. So it is the Buddhi that we are talking about, not mind. Mind is a tiny thing. It's a tiny, little tiny thing. We are to sharpen, we are to get access to Buddhi. And the same Buddhi is added into the word in yoga, Samadhi. Dhi means Buddhi. So we all are here for that Buddhi. That may my Buddhi be filled with the presence of Shri. May this Brahmacharini gives me ability so I can control my senses. I don't allow my senses, the horses, to run wild. Stable, sit, relax, calm down. Make your body, breath, and the mind calm, even, and serene. And live a philosophical life so that your mind is clear, relaxed, one-pointed, and grounded at all times. And yet, knowing the practicality of life, you perform your duties of life, karma, because without karma, you cannot live. You have to pay the debts of your karma, therefore you perform your karma, whichever are needed, and however you perform them skillfully. Yesterday I explained skillfulness in all action is yoga. So we all are practicing yoga at all times, known as Kriya Yoga, yoga in action. So this Durga Saptashati, all these 700 mantras are mantras to create, number one, presence, to bring the victory over, I will use this word, evil, negativity, to bring her into our life so that every step of my mind is filled with her presence and I am moving towards her presence. May I never leave, may I never have even a moment when I am not aware of her presence. You know, prayer of harmony, all of you know. There's a word in prayer of harmony. You know what that prayer of harmony is? Sahana vavatu, sahanau bhunaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai. But the key key line in this prayer of harmony is Ma Vidusha Vahai, because this is what happens with all of us. Ma Vidusha Vahai means, may I never turn away from the teachings of the scriptures. May I never become enemy of scriptures. Because I know a lot of people I have seen. I personally know them. Those who have turned away from this. They think it's all made up. There's nothing. So they are more in darkness. They have turned their faces. So Ma Vidusha Vahai means, may I never turn away from the teachings of the masters, teachings of the Vedas, teachings of the scriptures that we have. That is the key line in this prayer of harmony. Ma Vidusha Vahai. Ma means never. So it's a prayer that we pray every day, that may my mind be friendly to the teaching. May my mind be receptive to the teaching. May I become a medium receptive so that the teaching can flow through me by the masters, by the grace of this Mother Divine Durga. That is what Brahmacharini is telling us to do. Brahmani Charati Brahmacharini, control. Whenever I speak of control, I always give my humble salutation, humble pranam to Swami Ved. He taught me what discipline means by saying, he says, Hari Shankar, I don't like discipline. I don't want to follow any discipline. I don't like discipline. Discipline is not what I want. But yet, I see him, the most disciplined person in the world. Everything he does with such a discipline. So I asked him, I said, so, Swamiji, one hand you say you don't like discipline, and yet you teach discipline, and you are the most disciplined person I ever seen. What does this mean? Then he explains the philosophy. That's what I want everyone to understand, the philosophy. Then the entire perception changes. So he explains. He says, whatever I do, I chose to do, because I love to do what I want to do. And I want to do because I want to love myself so that I am uplifting my consciousness, my mind. Therefore, anything that I am doing, I chose. I decided. I want to. Therefore, it's not discipline for me. Because I want to do it. Therefore, I'm happy of doing it. Waking up early in the morning and all prepared and sitting on time for meditation. And every day performing my Hatha Yoga, every day performing my Pranayama, because I want to do it. So he has chosen something that may be known as discipline, but he said, I don't like discipline. Discipline has a negative connotation. Discipline means you have to quit something. Discipline means you have to torture yourself. Discipline means, geez, I have to do it again. I've been doing it for years and nothing happened. You know, those kind of negative connotation comes when we speak of discipline. But in Sanskrit, the word discipline is beautifully explained. And that's what Swami Veda made me understand. And whenever I speak of, I immediately do this to him and I bow, I am indebted to him forever. So the word for discipline in yoga in Sanskrit is anushasan. Shasana means something that which you have chosen to purify yourself. Something that you have decided to follow anu again and again and again. Anu means after. So you are after that which you have chosen, the path of sadhana. So this sadhana is chosen by you. Therefore, you are practicing every day because you are happy doing it. Therefore, it's not discipline. You are not torturing yourself. You are actually even more happy. Swami Ved used to tell me, he says, the day you will start thinking, when the morning is going to come, I need to practice. Oh, I can't wait for the morning to come. When you look forward to follow that chosen program known as discipline in English, known as anushasan in English, he says, that day you have become successful. And then it becomes part of you. And then it's it. Because I have seen him always in that discipline. Never, ever, ever made any compromise. And he, because he is he can quit everything else than what he has chosen for himself, because that became a priority for him. So the moment it becomes a priority, prathmikta for you, then it's no longer discipline. It's something that you have chosen. That is what today's form of Mother Divine, Dutiyam Brahmacharini, is telling us. These are the meaning of it. So when I invoke, all the meanings flow, and I want to understand, I want to incorporate those meanings into my daily life. I want to infuse those so that life is enriched by her presence. That is how, and that is how you bring the presence of every form of her for 9 days. And then what happens? Navamam Siddhidatri cha. Siddhidatri means you are an accomplished by 9 days, ninth day. You have Siddhi means you have achieved. We may not achieve ninth day, but that's not even a concern. But the aim, attitude is, yes, I will achieve. No negative vibration should be there for 9 days. That is the tapas. Make this sankalpa today. But that for 9 days, I am not going to think anything that is negative. I am not going to think anything that is himsa, violence. I am not going to make myself scattered. I am not going to make myself be with bhaya, a fear. These 9 nights, I am totally in her presence, because you are reciting this mantra and saying all day long, asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityur ma amritam gamaya, and sarva mangala mangale shivi sarvartha sadike sharanetrayam bhakti gauri narayani namaste. That is the way to celebrate Navaratri. Inspire yourself. Be inspired by her. I wish you well. All the best. Namaste. Any question, if anybody has, I would be happy to answer if you do.
Namaskar, Navaralji. Avtar here.
Namaskar, Avtar. Mm.
ये जो सर्व मंगल मांगले श्री
सर्वाय साध की,
इसका जरा ये दे दीजिए ट्रांसलेशन.
ट्रांसलेशन देखो, वर्ड बाय वर्ड. सर्व मींस ऑल.
ग्रैंड किसने पूछा है उनको देना है.
नो प्रॉब्लम. सो दिस इज ए मंत्र फ्रॉम द दुर्गा सप्तशती फाउंड इन द 11th चैप्टर. तो सर्व मींस ऑल, मंगल मींस auspiciousness. So seeking the auspiciousness in all direction of our life. Mangale, one who is making that mangala as mangal, to mangale. Shive, O consort of Shiva.
Oh,
Shiva and Shive, her form. Sarvarth, in all aspect of my life. Sarvarth. Sarva artha means aspect. Sadhike means the student or aspirant. So Sarva Mangala Mangale. Shive is her name, Mother Divine's name. So you are addressing her, O Shive, one who is an abode of Mangala, Mangale, one who is bringing all auspiciousness to Sarva in all aspect of me. Sharane, I bow to you. I take refuge at your feet, lotus feet. Sharani. Trayambake, three eye, the Mother Divine with three eyes. Trilochan, Trayambake. Gauri, another name of her. So these are the attributes, her, attributes of her. Trayambake, Sharani, and Gauri. And then you are again saying, O Narayani, O the consort of Narayana, O the energy of Narayana, O Narayani, I bow to you. Namostute, one who will bring Mangala into every aspect of my life, because you are an abode of Mangala, Mangali, O Shive, to bring in every aspect of my life, Sadhake, as I am a Sadhaka, I am an aspirant.
Seeker.
That's what it means.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now a technical question.
Huh.
According to Kashmiri calendar, the lunar astrological calendar.
Right.
The Navratri is Chaitra Shukla Paksha, first to now, ninth day. But the Chaitra starts 15 days earlier.
You are talking from a Chaitra is from the, there are two ways of looking at it, is by looking at Paksha. Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha. So we start the Chaitra Navratri from the Shukla Paksha.
Correct.
That's why.
But Kashmiri calendar shows the 12-month cycle or lunar months go end with the last month being half of the Krishna Paksha of Chaitra. This is what the Kashmiri calendar shows. And so I was wondering whether Maybe some other calendars do not show that Chaitra.
Perhaps
15 days prior to Navratri.
Because there are, this is a technical astrological question, because they some Panchang which you are referring to is Panchang. There are two known as the point from which they do the mathematics, Ayanans. So some start with the 23 Ayanans, some do with, I think, 26 Ayanans. So that's what the difference is being made. So that's a technical question from astrology.
Yeah, and that's why I said it's a technical. Not all panchangs say it that way.
Let me make it simple. Rather than going into this discussion, all that, make it simple. Celebrate whenever your panchang says.
I did. I got into trouble. I started celebrating starting instead of Wednesday, Tuesday. Because website Panchang says the first day, day one of Shukla Paksha was Tuesday, or not from India location, but the altitude of where we live, like Canada, Calgary.
I know. The different latitude and longitude, of course, Tithi and everything in India. That what is at the moment is not here in Calgary or in the North America. Fine. But whenever you have this concern, you can always email me, Avtarji. I will rather than website, sometimes they mislead you.
Okay.
No. Okay. That's what I thought.
Thank
I just
you.
Bring this subject today because, as I said, I did get a trouble this week.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Namaste.
Anybody else?
Hari Om, Panditji. I just had a question.
Go ahead, yes. Go ahead, yes, I'm listening.
Oh, sorry, Panditji. I was just wondering, today you were talking about Devi, and how Devi helps us to control kind of the senses. And I was just wondering, to extend that a little further, is she someone who also helps us go beyond our senses?
Ultimately, of course, that beyond is that knowing that I am the pure consciousness, which I explained, Sat-Chit Ananda, beyond mind. So first you need to bring her into your awareness, into your mind field. And then the same mind filled with her presence will allow you to go beyond mind. That is where her actual presence will be seen by you. Absolutely. Yeah. Tomorrow I will recite the one of the another mantra that also says that she allows you to go beyond mind. Yeah. Absolutely, because one of the name of her is Sarva. She is all. So from the bottom part, starting from the starting scratch all the way to the eternity is her presence. So as you worship, as you bring her into your presence by applying the sadhana, she will of course and absolutely help you to go beyond mind. Indeed.
Thank you, Panditji, for giving this talk. Is there any way we can make a dakshina offering to you for your time?
Yeah, I'm always ready for dakshina, Rajnikant. Give me any time.
Hariom, we posted it on the chat for everyone. And anybody who wants to donate for Guru Dakshina for Panditji, please go to the Chinmaya Mission website. And on the home page, you will find a donate thing. Just click on it and it'll walk you through. If you don't want to do that, you can go to treasurer@calgarychinmayamission.org and press donate and it'll take you. I can type it again, but I had already typed it in the common chat. And of course, the lecture is being recorded and Ashok very kindly uploaded yesterday's lecture. So you can access that also through our website. And today's, once we are done, then he'll probably do it overnight or sometime tomorrow. So it should be available.
What is the address for website, please?
chinmayacalgary.org. chinmayamissioncalgary.org.
If Rajnikant, if nothing works, all the website, all the nothing works for Dakshina, my pockets are fully open. You can directly deposit. I have four pockets.
Yeah, that's possible too.
Thank you again for this opportunity. We'll each day move, further into the consciousness and awareness so that we are free.
Thank you, Panditji. It was a very, very, very amazing and inspirational session today. Hari Om.
Thank you, Namaskar.
Hari Om, everyone.
Hari Om, everyone.